ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're starting Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches. On Daf Nun Zayin, we had a machlokes between Rameir and the Chachamim on which of the arayas is a Benoyach Nerak. Rameir's shita was, Kol erva, shebezen sheyisrael memisen aleho, benoyach muzer aleho. Any arayas that a Yisrael gets misa on, so benoyach has azhara, since the halacha is azharasan zui misasan, a benoyach will be nerag on it. Now there are two facets to Rameir's halacha. On one hand, he's saying a chumrah, that any arayas that you're chayiv misa on, a benoyach is going to be chayiv misa. But there's also a kula, that any arayas that you're not chayiv misa, for example, the chayiv krisos, which don't have misa, those arayas of benoyach would not be muzrom. Now we bring a brisa, so you should big shout on the Rishonim, on which facet of Rameir are we asking a kasha? Rashi learns the kasha on both points. Why? Because in this brisa we say that nasa a eshes achiv or eshes achi aviv or shar kol arayas, which is come to Yomar Be'eshes Aviv, all those type of arayas are mutter to a benoyach. Actually, the Brayis is talking about a ger, but the halacha is that we always have a shalayoyim ruba mikedusha chamur al kedusha kala. So all the chumras of benoyach apply to a ger also. So we're saying that by a ger, your mutter in Eshes Achiv and Eshes Achi Aviv, so it's evident that your mutter as a benoyach also, because anything that you're aser as a benoyach, we aser when you're a ger also. So we have a clear brisa that a benoyach, and therefore a ger, are mutter in Eishes Achiv, Eishes Achi Aviv, and Eishes Aviv, even though these are Chayvim Mises Bezdin. So how could a mayor say that all Chayvim Mises Bezdin, benoyach is muzer aleha? In this brisa we say clearly that there's no misa by Eishes Achiv and Eishes Aviv. There's a second kasha Rashi points out. This is all in Rashi, the Ramaskul, the Ikka, and after Chesem and Aleph. Besides the kasha that why is benoyach mutter in Eshes Aviv, there's also a kasha the other way. And that is that in the Braisa we say that you're osir ba'achaysoi u'ba'achays aviv and achays imoi. And these are arayas that a bezin shay Yisrael is not me'misin aleha. A Yisrael that's over on the marshal achaysoi does not get misa. It's only a chavik krisus. So it's only a chavik krisus based on the rule of Rameir that a benoyach is only muzer on things that a bezin shay Yisrael is me'misin aleha. The halacha should be that there's no misa. If there's no misa, the halacha should be that a ger is mutter, because the only reason we're asking a ger, really a ger has the rule of ger, shenes ger, cut shenel dami. The only reason we're asking is shalayim ruba mikdusha chamur l'kdusha kala. So if we're asking a ger, it must be that ben noyach is aser. So here we see that ben noyach is aser on a chaysay, mutter on eshes aviv. It's a kash on both points of Rameir. This is how Rashi learns of the sugya. Tosfos, in the end of Divrei Maskil Nasa, he argues on Rashi. He says, we only have a kasha on the first point of Rameir. We only have a kasha that how could Rameir say that a benoyach is muzer on anything that a Yisrael gets misa on? Aye, we have Eishes Aviv. With halacha is by Eishes Aviv that a Yisrael does get misa, and still a benoyach is mutter, as is evident in the Braisa. But on the second point of Rashi, the Rashi says, we're also asking on Rameir the opposite. We're asking that how could you say that by Chayv Krisus of Benoyach is not Muzer? What do you mean over here? We see that Achayse and Achayse Aviv and Achayse Imoi, a Ger is Aser. If a Ger is Aser, it must be that a Benoyach is Aser, because the only reason that we ask by a Ger is because of the rule of Shemayim Ruban, Mikadusha Chamura, Lakadusha Kala. So it's evident that a Benoyach is Aser. So you see, a Azhara, an Iser, on a Benoyach, even on something that a Yisrael is not Mamus Aleha. Because there's no Misa, it's only Karis by Achayse, Achayse Aviv, and Achayse Imoi. Taisu says that's not a fair question. because there's another reason to learn why a ger is asr. As we explained, the Brayson never says clearly that a ben noyach is asr on achayisai. Rather, it says a ger is asr b'achayisai. So the logical jump that Rashi made was, if a ger is asr, it's probably based on the rule of Shema Yomru. That means that it's asr as a ben noyach. Therefore, we have a kasha. Why is achayisai asr by a ben noyach if it's mutter, if there's no misa at least, it's only chayvi krisus by Yisrael? On that, Taisa says, it's not a fair question. Because there's another reason why the Rabbanu would ask it. A ger is very similar to Yisrael. If we allow a ger, based on the rule of Gershon Hashgaya Kanchanel Dami, to marry a sister, people might come to make a mistake and think that a Yisrael is mutter in his sister. Therefore, some of the gzeres that the Rabbanu make is not because of Shema Yomru, that you're going from a Kedusha Chamura or Kedusha Kala. It could be an Isser, straight out, Achlufe. We're afraid people are going to get mixed up and they're going to compare a ger and a Yisrael. So from the fact that we ask for something by a ger, it does not have to mean, it's not a proof, they are also asr midin ben noyach. Therefore, only from a case that's mutter, for example, Eishes Aviv, that's mutter in the brayso by a ger, on that we could say, if you're mutter, then clearly a ben noyach is not muzer. If a ben noyach would be muzer, then a ger has to be asr. So that's a good kasha, a fair question on Remeir. But you could never ask from something that's asr by a ger and say, oh, it's a proof that a ben noyach is asr also. Because maybe the reason we're making the gzera is not because of Shema Yomru, rather it's a straight out achlufe, and therefore we ask it. So Taisus learns the kash is only on Remeir from the din of Eishes Aviv, that we find there are cases that are mutter, even though by Yisrael, they're mutter. Now there's a third sham. We said Rashi's learning the kash is on both points of Remeir. Taisus is learning it's only a kash from Eishes Aviv. There's a Chedush Yeran that says it's only a kash from Achoisei. He actually had a girsa in the last line of the Zion Rebbeis. He had the following girsa. It says, Amr Meir kol Ervish Abezdin, Memisin Leah, Benoyach Muzer Leah, Avol Chayvi Krisis Loi Vehatanya. It's clear in his girsa, the cash is only from Chayvi Krisis. How could you say, Remeir, that Chayvi Krisis don't have a Chiv Misa by Benoyach, but the Braisa says that Achoisei has a Chiv Misa by Benoyach? So if the Braisa says that a Benoyach has a Chiv Misa by Achoisei, you see that even Chayvi Krisis, a Benoyach is Muzer on it. But it's Mavur, the Ran says, there's no kasha from Eishes Aviv. On this, the Remeir said that you need Mises Bezdin, which is Mashma, that if you have Mises Bezdin, and Benayach is Moser, there's no kasha from the Braisa. Because even though it sounds like from Remeir that Chayvi Mises Bezdin of Yisrael automatically have an Isser by Benayach, you still can't ask from Eishes Aviv. And the Ran explains, because Remeir is only talking about Korva. Any Korva, any relationship that you're related without any marriage, this itself that you're related in a way that as a Chayim Mises Bezdin, then Remeir said, Ben Noyach is Moser. But if it's only through marriage, all Dine Ishus, Remeir never meant to include. Therefore, we have no right to ask from a Braisa that says, Eishes Aviv, and Eishes Achiv, and Eishes Achi Aviv, that all are Mutter. You can't ask, what do you mean, you yourself, Remeir, say that if you have Mises Bezdin, Ben Noyach is Moser? Because he's never talking about Ishus. And he brings a beautiful Raya. The Ran says it has to be that Reb Meir, and it's really Reb Akiva later on in the sugya, that Reb Akiva Rashi puts together with Reb Meir, that they hold all Chayvei Mises Bezdin, including Ishus, have a din that Reb Noyach is Muzer. If that would be the halacha, the man asks, then how come Yehuda didn't kill Tamar? The ma'aseh with Yehuda and Tamar was kalasi of Yehuda. Now Yehuda didn't know it was Tamar at the time of the bia, so he's an einus, he's not going to get punished. But Tamar knew it's Yehuda. If Tamar knew it's Yehuda, so she's a ben noyach that was over on the Isser of Kalasai. If you're telling me a rule, the Ran asks in Rashi, that according to Remeir and Rav Akiva, all Chayvei Mises Bezdin of Yisrael, a ben noyach gets Misa, so why wouldn't Yehuda kill Tamar? So it must be, the Ran says, the reason why Yehuda didn't kill Tamar is because even according to Rav Akiva and Remeir, that Amar b'Chayvei Mises Bezdin, and Chayvei Mises Bezdin have an Isser by Ben Noyach, that's only Korva, a relationship on the level of Chayvei Mises Bezdin, but it's not referring to anything that goes through Ishus, since Kalasa is through Ishus. That is not included in the Riboy that Rebbe Kiva brings down later on from the Psukim. Therefore, there's no din of Ben Noyach gets killed. So the Ran learns the entire Kash is only from the fact that Achayisai gets killed, even though it's Chayvei Krisus. So we have three Pshat, and Rashi learns the Kash on both points. Taisus learns is only a kasha from Eishes Aviv, and the Ran holds is only a kasha from Achoisei. Now we just have to add on one nekuda. The Ran himself asks on himself that Rabbi Kiva's ma'arba from the pasuk Eishes Aviv. So we see that a ben noach does have isturi Eishes. So he says al karchoch. We have to anyway say that's a special din because usually there's no korva of a father by a ben noach. The entire sugya we always say that a mother has a korva, not a father. So why is there the chlal in isturi Eishes Aviv? It must be exeris a cause of. That even though you're not really related, you're still aser. So we don't have a problem with the fact that we're even asering ishus. Because this is definitely without the general rules that we usually have. When we make our rise for Ben Noach, this is going out of the rules. It's a special exeris akasiv. And therefore, we aser ishus by HS Aviv. But regular ishus you wouldn't have. And the Gemara didn't know that Rabbi Kiva would have that to be able to ask on Rav Meir. That means at the end of the day, Rabbi Kiva holds Eishes Aviv is Aser, so he can't shtim with this Brisa. The Brisa that says Eishes Aviv is Mutter is not Rabbi Kiva. The Ran's whole point was, you can't ask on Rameir's statement from this Brisa because Rameir is not talking about Eishes. Now, this Kash of the Ran had asked that how could Rashi say, and a lot of us go with Rashi, how could they learn that there's an Iser of Eishes, of Kalasai, according to Rabbi Kiva and Rameir? If so, Yehuda should have killed Tamar. The Rashba in Yevamos of Sadiches asked this question, and he says that Yehuda and Tamar was different because there's an Indian of Yibam. Now, usually Yibam is marrying your brother's wife when you have no kids. Before Matan Torah, the Rashba says that the Indian of Yibam, of taking over someone's marriage, a relative's marriage, to keep up the name of the dead person, that applied to any relative. If there was a brother, the brother had precedence, but if there's no brother, even a father, could do Yibam before Matan Torah. Since it was an Indian of Yibam, therefore, Tamar was not Chayav Misa. But in reality, a regular Kalasai, not B'makim Yibam, for example, her husband is alive, or for example, she has children, when it's not B'makim Yibam, then the Allah would be, that according to Rekiva and her mayor, she would have been Chayav Misa. Over here, there was an Indian of Yibam. It's interesting to note, the Ramban in Yevamos, he says, like the Ran. That from the fact Yehuda did not kill Tamar is a raya that Kalosa is not chayiv even according to Bekiva. Even according to Bekiva, Ishus, Isturi Ishus did not apply to Ben Noach. I'll have to say that Eishes Av is a special, unique Xeris HaKasav. But regular Isturi Ishus did not apply to Ben Noach, and that's why Yehuda didn't kill Tamar. The problem is, the Ramban himself in Chumash, in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches, he does clearly learn there was an Indian of Yibam, that there was an Indian of Yibam before Matan Torah. And that's why Yehuda was telling her to wait. That's why she was waiting for the third brother. And that's why at the end of the day, Yehuda stayed married to her because it was an Indian of Yibam. So if the Ramban's learning is an Indian of Yibam, why didn't he say, like the Rashba, the reason why Yehuda didn't call Tamar, because his bia is not enough to be Mechayev Tamar Misa because it's an Indian of Yibam. So Rabbi Chanan, the Kavitz Aris, Simentes, Oizayim, says a very interesting pshat in this Machlegis, very important Yisayid, in the entire Indian of Yevamos. We know that by Yibam, the Torah is saying that you're allowed to do Yibam to someone that theoretically should be an Arab, but she's an Eishes Ach, which is usually Aser, but there's a Kazuv that an Eishes Ach, but doesn't have children, there's a mitzvah of Yibam that somehow knocks away the Isser of Eishes Ach. So we declare what aspect of Yibam knocks away the Isser of Eishes Ach. Is it the fact that you're doing a mitzvah? And the Torah is saying, if you're doing a mitzvah of Yibam, the mitzvah of Yibam allows you to override the seemingly usher, Eishes Ach, that gets knocked away when the fact that you're doing a mitzvah. Or nothing to do with the mitzvah. The Parsha of Yibam says that an Eishes Ach is mutter for Makim Yibam, even if Yibam wouldn't be a mitzvah. The fact that you're doing Yibam, the Torah never gave Isuri Arayas, certain type of Isuri Arayas, for Makim Yibam, even if it wouldn't be a mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan says, that's the machloek is the Rashba and the Ramban. The Ramban knows there's a Yibam going on, but before Matan Torah, it's not a mitzvah. It's a tremendous Inyan. The Ramban in Chumash is Meirich about the Yisaidis, the secret Inyanim that are going on when you're B'mekayim, the shame of Achiv. Tremendous Inyanim going on, but it's not a mitzvah. Before Matan Torah, there's no mitzvahs. So if it's not a mitzvah, so all you have is a tremendous Inyan called Yibam. On the other hand, you have an Erva. The Ramban said if Kalase would have been an Erva, even though Yehuda and Tamar ended up doing something called Yibam, but you still would be Mechayev Misa if Kalase would be Yasser. If there was an Isturi Ishus, according to Bekiva, she'd be Chayev Misa, because you don't have the mitzvah of Yibam to knock away the Erva. Mashenki in the Rashba, that says maybe Kalase is Yasser, but over here you're doing Yibam, and before Matan Torah, you have a Teres Yibam, even by a father, he clearly holds this, that we know that Yibam overrides Yisurim is not because it's a mitzvah, rather there's a Gzeiras HaKasuv, or before Mount Torah, we're figuring out the Havanas HaTorah, that Yisurei Arayis B'makim Yibam were never said. So even if you're not doing a mitzvah of Yibam per se, because it's before Mount Torah, so it's not a mitzvah, but this itself that it's called the Yibam knocks away the Yisurei Arayis, and therefore, even if Kalasti would be Asur, according to Bekiva, which is our Rashi and Taisus and our Siga hold, even if according to Bekiva, all Yisurim apply, even Yisurei Ishus have the Din, the Benayach is Muzer, the Rashi holds, the fact that you're doing Yibam would allow you to do this, be on there for Yehuda didn't kill Tamar. Now we'll continue on with the Gemara. The Gemara brings a braisa. So Rabbi Kiva dashes the pasuk the following way: Al Ken Yazav Ishes Aviv Es Imoy. Rabbi Kiva says Aviv is referring to Ishes Aviv, that a benayach is usher in Ishes Aviv. Imoy means Imoy Mamish, his actual mother. Vidavak Beloy Bezacher. Vidavak Beishtai teaches us that a benayach is muzer on a zacher. You're not allowed to do a Mishkav Zacher, and since he's Muzer, he's going to have Misa. The Rambam brings this halacha down, that a Benoyach is Muzer, a Mishkav Zacher, Hilchos Malachim Perek Test, halacha Vav. The Rambam says that a Zacher by Benoyach is Chayiv, Bein Katon, Bein Gadol. Because the Mishnah declares, he's not sure what exactly the Rambam means when he says that you're Chayiv when you're a Katon. Does he mean even though you're not 13? Or does he mean, even though you're not a bentes? I mean, we generally have a rule that under a bentes is not a teres beer, it's not called a beer. So the Stimas Lashon Rambam, from the fact that the Rambam didn't specify the age of the katan, it's mashma, like Hes Mishnah says, that even under tes, even under 9 years old, would be chayev by Mishkav Zachar, according to the Rambam. And the Hes Mishnah is bothered, mehechatez such halacha, since we have a rule throughout Shas, that a Biyah of someone under Bentes is not a Biyah, so why would there be an Isser and a Chiv Misa by a Zacher under 9? The Mechaz Chinuch, we mentioned this in earlier Shiurim, it's in Kufsadi Vizches, says the answer that it comes up throughout this parak, and that is the Halacha Moshe Mishinai of Shiurim was never said Mnei Nayach. That's Mavur throughout the Rambam. And he says this Halacha that a Biyah under Bentes, not called a Biyah, there's no pasuk for that. That's Halacha Moshe Mishinai. That's Halacha Moshe Mishinai of Shiurim. We mentioned earlier that the age of 13 being a Gadol, the Chuvah Sirach says, is Halacha Moshe Mishinai. So too, says the Menchus Chinuch, the age that a Zachar has to be 9 years old to be called a Biyah, and a girl has to be 3 years old to be called a Biyah, those are all Halacha Moshe Mishinai. And since the Rambam holds that Halacha Moshe Mishinai are only said to Yisrael, they're not said to Bnei Noach. Therefore, Halach L'maisa, the Mechaz Chinuch says, according to the Rambam, it's very understandable that a Biyah done even under 9 years old will be Mechayiv Yumisa. The Kazeh Mishnah, I think he agrees, it's positive to the Tshuvas HaRosh, he agrees that 13 is Halach L'maisa Mishinai. But he holds that the Biyah's Bentes is more of a Messias type of thing. That Biyah is a Svar that the Rabbanan figured out what's called a Biyah, 9 years old for a Zachar and 3 years old for a girl is more of a svara, what's called a bia, not a bia, rather than the age of 13. He agrees to the Tshuva Zerosh, that 13 is Halacha Moshe Mishinai, because that's a very objective thing to figure out what's called das. Someone that's 12 and a half has das, someone that's 13 and a half has das. So to figure out the exact point that's considered enough das, that's Halacha Moshe Mishinai. But over here, that's more of a messias, what constitutes a bia, there, it doesn't have to be included in the Halacha Moshe Mishinai of Shiurim, and therefore the Kesem Mishnah was bothered. And the Rambam, how does he know that under Bentes would be Chayav Misa by Mishkav Zachar of a Benayach? Now we'll go to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Beis brings down the Halach of Rav Chista. Amar Rav Chista, Eved Mutter Be'imoy U'Mutter Be'Bitoy. An Eved, Eved Knani, that underwent a chelik of his Gerus. Every Eved Knani is considered Miksas like a Yisrael. He has the mitzvahs of Nashim. He's different than a Benoyach, and he's different than a Yisrael. He's mutter in his mother and his daughter. Now, usually the halacha is, a Benoyach is also in his mother and his daughter. After Geirus, theoretically, he should be mutter, based on the rule of Geirus and his Garek, Kekot, and Shanel Adami. However, Shal Yoimru, that you're going from Kedusha Chamur to Kedusha Kala, therefore we aser a regular Ger in his mother and his Bitoy. But Eved has this unique status, that he's not a Yisrael Gomer yet. So Yotze Michal Kuti, Ulechal Yisrael Leibah. He's not considered a Ben Noach because he already underwent Geiris. But he's not exactly like a regular Ger because he's not a full-fledged Yid yet. Therefore, we don't have the Shalai Yomru. So Rashi says, L'chai Yisrael Le'ba, Delik Zalei Alei, Yishom Shema Yomru, Ba Mikdusha Chamura L'kdusha Kala. This that were Matir and Eber in his mother or daughter is because he's not enough of a Yisrael to say that people will say, oi, he came from a Kedusha Chamura, Kedusha Kala. They won't say that because he's not sitting as a full-fledged Yid yet, that we should be wondering why he doesn't have the halachas of a Yid. Only by a Ger that reached the status of a full-fledged Yid and still he's having a Kula, that raises people's eyebrows. How could it be that he has more Chumras when he was a Ben Noach than when he's a Yisrael? But if he's only right now an Eved, he's only a Mixas Yisrael, we don't have this problem. The Mechas Chinuch is Medayik in Rashi. The Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph, Ois Yutes, he asks, why did Rashi have to say that the reason why your mutter in Bitoi and Imoi is because you don't have the Gzera? Let's say we're talking about a case that you had the daughter while you're an Eved. An Eved, she's an Eved for 5 years, he has a daughter. So he wants to be born his daughter that he had when he's an Eved. There you don't have the issue of Shalai Yomru that will be dependent on do you have the Gzera or not. Rather, it's a straight-out child. Is this considered your daughter? And seemingly, Misvara, we have a Sprach, a Lashon, we find throughout Shas, Eved Ein Lechayis. There's no Yichus, there's no connection between his daughter and the father. So Halacha should be that Eved is Mutter and his daughter, even if it was born now. From the fact that Rashi says the reason why your mutter is because you don't have the Gzera, it sounds like Rashi's understanding we're only being Matir, someone that was your daughter when you were a regular guy. Now you underwent this Mixas Geiris, you became an Eved, so you would think it's Aser because of Shalai Yomru. On that we say that the Gzera of Shalai Yomru does not apply to an Eved. But from the fact that Rashi never spoke about the case of someone being born his daughter that was born B'Avdusai, the Mechas Chinuch wants to be Medayik, the Rashi holds that's Aser. And he brings the Rambam in his Suri Bio, Perikadal Alach Yitzayin, that's Matir, a Eved to be born his daughter that was born to Avdusa because of this Gemara. Because we have a Gemara that you're Yotze Michlal Kusi, you're Yotze Michlal a Yisrael, so there's no reason to ask her. The only reason to ask would be that it's your daughter, there's no Gzeres over here, the only reason to ask would be because your daughter, on that the Rambam seems to hold, Ein Lechayis, you're not connected to your daughter. But the Mechinuch is being Medayik, and Rashi argues, Rashi holds, even though we have a rule that Eved Ein Lechayis, and for Yichus purposes, this is not considered your father. However, it seems it would be usher for a Eved to be born his daughter. The Mechas Chinuch explains it, that the Indian of Chayis is just when we're looking to figure out what's your ancestry. So we say you're not really connected to this person because the Eved doesn't have Yichus. But we want to know if it's your child, L'mashal for Pru Revu, then he says maybe it's considered your child. Since the kid came out of your marriage, out of your Zera, therefore it's considered your child, and it would be Mekayim Puruvu, and Rashi would hold there would be an Isser to be Ba Albita. With this, he answers a famous Kasha. Tyson Chagiga Daf Bei says that an Eved is Chayiv in Puruvu. Tari Eved asks, that forget about the Psukim and how to dash in the Psukim to figure out if an Eved has a mitzvah of Puruvu and the Hekish to Nashim. There's big Arichas in the Mishnah Malach, Pnei Yeshua about that. How could an Eved have more mitzvahs than Nashim? But the Turi Evan asks, besides that, we have a rule, Evan Ein Lechayis. The kids are not Nisyachas after the father, they're not connected to the father. So how could the Tosfos say that an Evan has a mitzvah Puravu if you're not Nisyachas to them, you're not associated with your children, you're not going to be a kind of Puravu? So Mechas Chinuch says that from this Rashi, you see the answer. You see in this Rashi that even though Evan Ein Lechayis, still we're saying that an Evan can be Osir and his daughter. If the daughter was born, but Avdusa is going to be Osir. Why is it Osir? I just know Chayis. It must be, even though they're not associated, and it's not considered the ancestry of this girl, it's not her father, but Lemaisa, she came out from him. Therefore, it's considered a father and daughter relationship. Legabe, Puravu, to answer Taisvis, and to the Asabi of Rashi. So he's Mechir from this Rashi that even if you don't have Chayis, doesn't mean necessarily that for all Dinim, it's not considered your daughter. And that's how he explains to Yisrael Chagiga that an Eved has Puravu, because even if it's not Nisyachis and associated with the father, it's still considered his daughter, and therefore he Mekayim Puravu. And if you look early in the Miches Chinuch, in Ois Yud Ches, over there, he brings a raya to this Yisoid. Because the Gemara needs a pasuk, v'kiv shua, that a isha doesn't have puravu. And it's even a sheet of Yechon and Breika, that dashens that isha does have mitzvah puravu. Now, when you go to Yichus, no person is ever nisyachis after your mother. You're always nisyachis after your father. If your father's a kohen and your mother's a Yisrael, you become a kohen, and vice versa. That means your nisyachis, your Yichus, your ancestry goes after your father. So how could the Gemara have it sad? And according to Yechon and Breika, true lamaskana that Aisha has puravu, but it's not nisyach, it's not considered connected to the mother. So it must be like this yisoy. Just because you're not nisyach to somebody doesn't necessarily mean it's not your child. So when it comes to puravu, or it comes to an iser of arayas, it's considered your child. Even though lagabi yichus is not considered your child. The Gemara continues with the halacha of Rav Dimi. He asked Rav Dimi, Amar Belazar, Amar Chanina, Ben noyach sheyichid shivcha la'avda yubaleh neregaleh. There's such an Indian, the Gemara says, you could set aside a shivcha for an eved. It has some form of halachic status as a marriage, and if someone's ba'aleh on this shivcha that's miyuchid for an eved, he's considered being over on one of the Zayim mitzvah b'nei noyach, and he's neregaleh. The Gemara says, me'emas, when's it considered a marriage? Amar Nachman, midikaru lo revisa d'planya, when the shame, the koil goes out in the city, that she's the wife of this Evan. Ma'im Satarta, when is the marriage over? Amrafuna Mishapara Raisha Bishuk, when she goes outside without a hair covering, that's an evidence that her marriage is over, even by B'nai Noyach, at least to cover their hair. So that's a raya that her marriage is over. Now, the first point we have to explain is what exactly, which of the Zayim mitzvah B'nai Noyach are you being over that you're Chayav Misa? Now, Kipshuta, you would have learned, and that's how the Rambam understands, and Chiddush Aran, they understand this Isser Eishes Ish. Just like every standard Ben Noach marries somebody, if another Ben Noach takes his wife, he's over the Isser Eishes Ish and he gets killed. So too, when you miyachid a shivcha to an Eved and has the status of Eishes Ish and you're Chayav Misa. However, Rashi Nafnan Zayin, he learned it's only a din of Gezel. Rashi was bothered by is that the Lashon HaGemara is not really a marriage. It says Ben Noach sheyichid shivcha la'avdoi. All he did was, he didn't give it to the Eved as a wife. He was miyachid, this is only for your use and no one else's. But they didn't go through a marriage, even on a benoyach level. It's not they're not married, they're just special, it's specific. He specified that this shivcha is solely the possession of the Eved, but they're not really doing a marriage. So Rashi goes, that's not enough to be chayv as eishes ish. So the only reason you're chayv is al gezel, you're stealing someone else's wife. Now this idea that we're saying in Rashi that's not really an Ishus is evident throughout the sugya because it's a big kasha in the sugya. The Chiddush Aran asked the kasha, why over here, by Ben Noach, Sheyichid Shivcha La'avdoi, all of a sudden we start explaining how exactly you become married and how exactly you end the marriage. The Aran asked, why is it different than any lady that the halacha is? You go through the motions of doing a Ben Noach Dika Kedushin, you're living together, B'tayrus Ishus, and that's enough. Why over here do we need that the koil went out and Karula Ravisa, the Planya, that's considered a marriage. So the Chiddush Aran says, similar to what we just said, this sugya is talking about a very unique case. There is no marriage. They're not trying to be married. The Adon doesn't want the Eved to marry the Shifcha. All that's happening is you're specifying this Shifcha is for the Adon. So there's no Bi'l Hashem Ishus. So if there's no Bi'l Hashem Ishus, the Gemara wants to know, how do you reach the level that's called marriage? For the Ran to be called Ishus Ish, for Rashi to be called Gezel. But how are we reaching any status that this evidence shivcha connected to say that you're over on the Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noach? And that, the Gemara says, is a special halach of Karlo or Revisa de Planya, that even if you're not going through a marriage, but if you are calling out that this is the wife of Pliny, that's enough to be called a wife for this halacha. Miran continues, and he says, why are we mayruch to figure out how exactly to have a heter of a marriage? Usually the halacha is you make a gerushin. The Goyish idea of a gerushin, the Rambam says, is either he sends her out, or she leaves, and she's going to her own house. That's all you need. The fact that they're discontinuing the marriage, and they're agreeing to separate, you don't need a ksav, you don't need a paper. The fact that they're agreeing to separate, that's enough of a gerushin. So why over here does the Gemara say you need parah raisha b'shuk? So the Ran says, since the whole thing's a chumrah, it's not really a marriage. The whole thing is a chumrah that since there was a yichud and karlo revisa the planya, that's enough to be considered a marriage So the ones they omachmir, they consider a marriage, they omachmir, that's not enough for her to just decide that she wants out of the marriage and go home. Rather, you need a maisa, part of Rosh Hashanah to ruin this marriage, to show the marriage is over. It's all part of the chumrah that you're considered married, and a chumrah to ruin the marriage. That's what the Ran says. Then the Ran brings a chiddush the opposite way from Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David argues on the Rambam. Rabbeinu David holds it's never possible to do gerushin by benayach. Marriage by benayach we find. Gerushin by benayach you don't find. So the halacha that your usher and eshes ish, Rabbeinu David once said a tremendous chiddush, would apply even after they separate and they're living in separate houses, since there's no parasha of gerushin. The parasha of gerushin that you write a get was given to a yid, not to a guy. The fact that they decided, they got in a fight and they decided to live in separate houses, that has no halachic validity. So once they live together, they're called l'shem ishus, they're called husband and wife, they never could do a gerushin. There's a special kula now, since it's not a real marriage, it's just a yichud, therefore they said, if you're part of Rashi B'shuk, since it's not a real marriage, that could dissipate this marriage. So we're coming out, mamish svar sapuchas. The Ran saying is a special chumrah, it's not enough to be separated and go home to stop the marriage. Rather, you need para raisha b'shuk, you need more. Since we're being machmer over here, we're going to be machmer the whole way, and we're going to say this is considered a marriage until you mamish go and do something that shows the marriage is over. Rabbeinu David saying the opposite. Since it's only a chumrah, we're going to be makel, and we're going to allow para raisha b'shuk to be a form of gerushin. But real gerushin will not apply. Now this, Rabbeinu David, is tremendous ramifications throughout Shas. He's saying that a ben noach cannot make gerushin. We brought down the Rambam argues that a ben noach can make gerushin. It's very negeya, the famous Pnei Yeshua and Kedushin. The Gemara and Kedushin, after Yud Gimel and Beis says, they bring a pasuk that Mises Abal is matir. It makes a hekish that Mises Abal is matir. Similar to a gerushin, the fact the husband dies is matir the isha to get married. Pnei Yeshua says, if you need a pasuk that Mises Abal is matir, now that pasuk is talking to Yisrael. So by a ben noach, where you don't have a pasuk, the halacha should come out, tremendous chiddush from the Pnei Yeshua, that Misa Baal is not matir. You see, it's not a svara. You might need a pasuk, if you need a pasuk, and you don't have a pasuk by a ben noach, you should be back to the halacha, that Misa Baal is not matir, and therefore, think about it, a husband of a ben noach, when the husband dies, that isha is usher for life. A widow is usher for life. With this, the Pnei Yeshua wants to explain why Tamar was chayv Misa. Tamar did his nus with a. She was a panui. She's a panuya. She was born a panui. Why did Yehuda think that this ma'isa warrants sreifa? And a chanami, she's a bas. She's bas kayin, but she's a panui ba'al panuya. Where's his nus? Tamar's trying to say she's Yivam Lashuk. Peshua says his own pshat. Peshua says, based on this Gemara Kedushin, we could say a beautiful pshat. We could say that since she was married as a benayach, she was married to Erev Einan, and now she's not married, she never lost the Isra Eshes Ish. Because the whole din that Misa Baal is matir only applies by Yisrael. She was a ben noach, therefore she's not like a married a second time. Misa Baal is not matir ben noach. Therefore Tamar was considered an Eshes Ish that is nus. Therefore she's chayav Shreifa. So all the Hachrayim asking on this beautiful Pnei Yeshua, the Mechas Chinuch, Mitzvah Lamed Hei, Oizayin, the stipler in the back of his Kedushin, the Menun, his Gimel, they ask, what do you mean? If the halacha is, like the Rambam we mentioned, that you could just divorce your wife by Ben Ayach, just go home. If you send her home, or she goes home by herself, that alone consummates the marriage, and she's considered Megaresha. She's not an Ishtish anymore. How could Misa be less than Gerishin? That means, Bishleim by Yisrael, you need to give a get. You need to give a ksav. There's a whole form of Gerishin. So by Misa, you don't have that form of Gerishin. So you need a pasuk that Misa's matir. But by a guy, the fact that they decided to separate makes gerushin, knocks off the marriage, so the fact that he dies is like gara, is not worse than any gerushin. They're agreeing to be separated. If he's dead, then obviously the marriage is over. Ein l'chal separation, del mizu. So how could the Pnei Yeshua say that by Misa, by Ben Noach, you're chayiv Misa, because it's still called an Eshes Ish, if the halach is that by gerushin, the fact that we separate makes it a Eshes Ish, not an Eshes Ish anymore. This kasha is all based on the Rambam. Now we found the Rabbeinu David in Sanhedrin, Afon Ches, and Rabbeinu David, a tremendous chiddush that Rabbeinu David does not have gerushin. The entire Gemara Parah Rosh Hashanah is a local, unique halacha by a yichud shivchal avda, a special halacha that you could knock off the gerushin. But usually, Benet cannot do gerushin. If usually a benet can't do gerushin, at least we'll keep the penei shuv. We mekayim the penei shuv with pshat in Rabbeinu David. The penei shuv that's saying the reason why Tamar is chayv misa is because she was an eshes ish that did not have a heter of misa. You can't ask I can do gerushin because according to Rabbeinu David you can't do gerushin, and that's why Tamar is chayv misa. And enochanami the penei shuv would not stim. He can't mekayim his words according to the Rambam.
The Gemara continues, and Avitichavim Shehika as Yisrael is Chayiv Misa. If a Benoyach hit somebody, even if he didn't kill him, he's still Chayiv Misa. We learn now from the Psukim Vayachas HaMitzri, Moshe Rabbeinu hit the Mitzri that was Maka, the Yisrael. Now, interestingly enough, the Ran in Chedush HaRan, he learns that this Isser of Hika is not really a new Mitzvah in the Zion Mitzvah B'nei Noyach. Rather, it's included in Gezel. Just like if you steal from a friend, or you chayil b'mamayna, you break something of his, it's also included in gezel. So too, when you hit the guf of a chaver of your friend, it's also included in gezel. So it's an extension of gezel that you're chayiv misa. However, the Ran asks that if we're saying now that any benoyach that hits a Yisrael is chayiv misa, so why is there a separate mitzvah, the zayin mitzvah b'nei noyach, of shvichas damim, of killing him? If every time you hit him, you're chayiv misa, what's the special halacha of shvichas damim? Included in every shvichas damim is a hakah. So the Ran is mechiyach, a tremendous yisoid. He wants to say the entire din of hakah is only if you're makah Yisrael. If you're makah ben noyach, you're not going to be chayiv misa. And that's why there's a special halacha in the zayin mitzvah ben noyach of shvichas damim, which include even if you kill a ben noyach. In other words, Hakah and Shvichas Damim are fundamentally different. Hakah is a special halacha. Hakah Yisrael is Mechayiv Misa. Shvichas Damim, we don't care who you did it to. The Shvichas Damim in and of itself is something that's Mechayiv Misa. So even if you did a Shvichas Damim to Ben Noyach, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. But if you're Makkah or Ben Noyach, you're not going to be Chayiv Misa. The Ran asks on himself that the Mekar for the Chayiv Misa is from the Mitzri hitting the Yisrael before Matan Torah. So that should be a mekar that there is a chiv misa for a hakah and a benayach. So how could he himself say, the Ran asked on himself, how could I myself say that you only have misa by hakah of Yisrael if you find hakah of a benayach is mechayiv misa? So he says that even a Yisrael before Matan Torah is not on the level of benayach, since you have special mitzvahs, he means l'chayra like milah and other mitzvahs that only the Bnei Yisrael had. So even before Matan Torah there was some unique status to a Yisrael, so we do not have a taina on this halacha that Hakas Ben Noach is not Chayav Misa, only Hakas Yisrael is Chayav Misa. We have no taina from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri that hit the Ben Yisrael before Matan Torah because he is considered on the level of a Ben Yisrael and not a Ben Noach even before Matan Torah. Now the Rambam says that there's no Chayav Misa in Beis Din. The entire Chayav Misa is on the level of Misa B'nei Shemayim. That means even though the Yisrael Misa B'nei Noach is a Chiv on Bezdin to kill, that's the entire sugya that we've been dealing with. There was one man, the Amar and the Afnan Zayin, that only three mitzvahs have Misa B'nei Shemayim, but we paskin that all Zayin mitzvahs have Misa B'nei Shemayim. However, the Rambam says, these halachas that we're having now are sugya of Hakas Yisrael, he says it also by Akum that's Shavas and Akum that's Isik B'Tayra, those Chiyuve Misa are not something that Beis Din is going to kill based on these chiyuvim. The Ran argues, the Ran says it's not mashma the sugya. The Gemara asks we should put it into the list. If the list is chiyuvim that Beis Din is meimis on, and these three dinim, if Hakas Yisrael, Shabbos, and Torah, are not something we're mechayiv misa on in Beis Din, so what was the Gemara's question? So the Ran argues. We have a big machayiv Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Ran, if there's a misa b'day Adam by Hakas Yisrael, Shabbos and Torah. Now, there's a beautiful word in the Achrayim based on this Rambam. This Rambam that Hakas Yisrael only has a Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, based on that, Rishu Leib Diskin, in the Sefer and Chumash, there's a similar word from the Brisker Rav, in his Sefer and Chumash, they say that you find two interesting points in the Parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu killing this Mitzri. First of all, he killed him with the Shem HaMefevish, like Rashi says. In Chumash, and also we find, the Pasuk says, V'yarki ein ish. Rashi explains, based on the Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu looked to see if anyone chashuv, anyone important would come out of this mitzri, when he saw that no one would come out of him, then he killed him with the shame. So Rabbi Shmuel Levi explains what's going on as follows. Based on the Rambam, he only had a chi of mitzvah de shemayim. It means b'day Adam, Bezdin, would not get involved and kill him. Moshe Rabbeinu was doing a kiyum of mitzvah b'day shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu had no right to kill him because he's not mechuyav b'day Adam. Using the shem of Mefarish is really making that Hashem, midine shemayim, he's going to get killed. So he's giving him a mitzvah b'day shemayim. However, when it comes to mitzvah b'day shemayim, then Hashem makes cheshbonus. Mitzvah b'day Adam, we don't make cheshbonus. We don't say, oh, maybe someone chashev will come out of him. Rather, it's halachas, the bezin kills based on what they see. They see someone there in Avera, there were Edom, there was Asra, they could kill him. By Ben Noach, they could kill him without Edom and Asra. It's halachas, how bezin should act with someone that's Mechuyev Misa. But when it comes to Misa de Shemayim, so Hashem has all his chashbanis in the world. And if someone chashev will come out of a person, so it's Yitachin, that you won't give Misa de Shemayim because there's a big plan going on. So Moshe Rabbeinu, to be able to kill the Mitzri with the Shema Mefarish, which was the kiyum of Misa V'dei Shemayim, he had to deal with the laws of Misa V'dei Shemayim. So he had to look, will there be anyone chashev coming out of this person? Once he was Vayaki Enish, he saw that there's no progeny, no child coming out of him that's going to be worthy of keeping the Mitzri alive, then he gave him the Misa V'dei Shemayim. But that's all according to the Rambam, that's the Chiyum Misa V'dei Shemayim. The Ran and a lot of other Rishonim seem to learn out that there is a real Chi of Misa, even B'day Adam. Now we'll continue with the Sugya of a Goy Sheshavas. The Gemara says, Akum Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa. So we just mentioned the Ran and Rabbi Rishonim hold is a Chi of Misa of Bezdin, that just like the Zayin Mitzvahs, Eben Oech is Neregalov, so too, an Akum that Shavas is Chayiv Misa. However, the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud, Halacha Tes, paskins that you're not Nerav. Rambam's exact lashon is Makin Oisai, V'Einshin Oisai. We'll give him Malkus, we'll give him Einshin, Umaydiyan Oisai Shu Chayiv Misa Alze. We even notify him that he's Chayiv Misa, Aval Einin Nerav. But at the end of the day, we do not have a power to kill him. So we mentioned the Ran asks that the Gemara asks V'Nechshavei, we should include Shabbos and Torah in the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. There should be 9 mitzvahs. So the Ran asks, if you're telling me there's a major distinction between the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach and these halachas of Hikas, Chaveroi, and Shabbos and Torah, so the Ran asks, what the Gemara's kasha should be included in the list? The list is all things that are Mechuyav Misa in Bezdin. So the Kesef Mishnah, on that halacha, Perek Tes, Perek Yud, halacha Tes, he answers that the Rambam obviously learned that the Gemara holds that to be in the list, you don't have to be Mechuyav Misa. The Gemara is asking we should have a list of 9 things that are Aser. 7 are Mechuyav Misa B'dei Adam, and the other 2 or the other 3, if you want to count the Tikkei Chaveroi, those should be in the list, even though you're not Mechuyav Misa. And the Kesef Mishnah, Shtel Sui, compares this to an earlier Gemara. There is a man to Omar that of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, only 3 warrant a Misa. So if only 3 have a Misa, why do we call them Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? Obviously, that man number holds. There are 7 things that are usher. 3 have a Misa and 4 don't. But to be in the list doesn't necessarily have to mean that you're Mechuyav Misa. So the Gemara is asking on the man Omar that says that an Akum Sheshavas is Chayav Misa, an Akum that Isaac B'Torah is Chayav Misa, they should be in the list, at least to be usher. Now, that's all an answer how the Rambam is able, he has a license to say his Allah that you're not Mechuyav Misa, and it's not a steer from the Gemara. The big question, however, is how did the Rambam know this? Who told the Rambam that when the Gemara says Yimachuyiv Misa, it doesn't mean Misa Mamish? So the Lech Mishnah has a very simple pshat, a very clear pshat. Tosfos is very bothered on Amud Aleph. He asks that we have a rule, Miyakamidi, that the Yisrael is Shari and the Akum would be Yimachuyiv Misa. I ain't sure what Tosfos answers. Lech Mishnah says the Rambam was bothered by this question so much that he was mechiach that it's impossible for a Ben Noach to be Neregalov. It can't be that a Ben Noach gets Misa for keeping Shabbos and learning Torah, because a Yisrael, not only is he not Nenash, he's mechiyav to do it. And miyakamidi that a Yisrael has a mitzvah, and when an Akum does it, he's mechiyav Misa. Can't be. So it must be, the Rambam held, that even though the Gemara says you're chayav Misa, but you're not chayav Misa on the level of a Misa B'nei Shemayim, a Misa B'nei Adam, the peasant is going to kill you. Because Mida Kamidi, that a Yisrael is not Muzrael, and a Menach gets killed on it. So Gemara's Misa is Lav Dafka, it doesn't mean a real Misa the peasant gives you, it just means like a Misa B'nei Shemayim, and that was the Makar of the Rambam. Now that's really only a Makar for Shabbos and Torah. Those are things that a Yisrael is not muzer on. If Adarava, Yisrael has to do Torah and has to keep Shabbos. But in regards to Hikas Chaveroi, we could still ask, how did the Rambam know by Hikas Chaveroi, which is something that a Yisrael is muzer on, how do we know that a Benoech, that when we say Benoech is Chayim Misa, we only mean Misa Veshemayim? On that, the Lech Mishnah says that Kivon de Bechad Lishna Itmeru Kol Hani Memri, since all of these three cases, Hikas Chaveiro, Shabbos, and Torah, were all said together with the same lashon, so once we're meichiach that the case of Shabbos and Torah don't mean literally misa b'day Adam, rather just means misa b'day Shemayim, so too we put Hikas Chaveiro in the same category, because since they were all learned together with the same lashon, it's not mistaver, it's not likely to say that the word misa changes meaning from one line to the next. Therefore, because of Tosis' kasha of Mirka Midi, the Rambam was mechiach that in all these three cases you do not get Misa B'dei Adam, you only get Misa B'dei Shemayim. Now, continuing on with this topic of Oyvik Yechavim Sheshavaz Chayiv Misa, there's an interesting girsa in the Yad Ramah. Our girsa is as follows: Amr Shlokish, Oyvik Yechavim Sheshavaz Chayiv Misa, Shenemar V'yoyim V'layla Lo Yishbaisu, which is an ashara for a ben noach to keep Shabbos. Va'amar mar, ashara shalahen zuhi misason. This ashara, we have a rule that ashara causes misa. Therefore, since we have a lav for ben noach to keep Shabbos, therefore they'll get misa. The Lech Mishnah that we just mentioned earlier, that says that according to the Rambam, you don't get misa b'dei Adam, he mentions Teich Tvarov, that's obviously only Nesmach to be Alma. If it will be a real Azhar, we have a rule Azhar, Shalahen Zuhi Misasan. If we're saying there's no Misa B'dei Adam, obviously the Rambam would learn it's only an Azhar. But Rav Yishanim hold that it's Dafka, there's a Lav, there's an Azhar, and a Oiv Yichav Mishas Shavas. Then the Gemara says, seemingly random separate halacha. Omer Avino, Afilu Sheni B'Shabbos, even on a Monday, you decide to keep Shabbos on a Monday, you're still Chayiv Misa. Rashi brings down that Pshita lo Gersinun. You shouldn't be Gersinun. The Gemara asked Pshita. Because there's nothing Pashit, Rashi says. The Hatuva Kamash Malon, Da B'nei Adam Koi. The Pasuk of Yom V'Layla lo Yishbaisu, when you read it Kipshuta before our Gemara, you think it's referring to the seasons and the days. And we're saying that all the seasons will always last, even though by the Mabul there was no day and no night and no six seasons. But after that, we're saying that there will always be the seasons, there will always be day and night. But it has nothing to do with Bnei Noach keeping Shabbos. So you can't ask Pshita, Rashi says, there's a tremendous chiddush over here that Bnei Noach, they keep Shabbos, Achayiv Misa. And it's enough of an Asara to Achayiv Misa. However, the Yad Ramah keeps a girsa. The Yad Ramah says, the Gemara was asking Pshita, that it's obvious. And Yad Ramah explains. He says, if you kept Shabbos, a Ben Noach keeps Shabbos on Shabbos, that's Gezel. You're stealing our mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael to keep Shabbos. It's a special matana for Bnei Yisrael. A guy that does that mitzvah, he's stealing from Bnei Yisrael. He's a Gazlan. So we already know one of the Zayim mitzvahs of Ben Noach is Gezel. Any Ben Noach that steals is Chayiv Misa. So it's Pshita that you Chayiv. And the Yad Ramah continues, if you'll say that he's being Shavuos on a Sunday, so that's Yom Eid Shalahem, that's the holiday, that's the Shabbos of the Neitzrim, of the Goyim. So then, that's a form of Avodah Zarah. If someone's going to rest on Sunday, he's doing Avodah Zarah. So in Marashak, it's Pshita. It's obvious that a Goy that keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. If it's on Shabbos, it's Gezel, he's stealing our mitzvah. If he does it on Sunday, he's practicing Avodah Zarah. So it's obvious, these are both the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So obviously it's Chayiv Misa. What's the special halacha that Oivik Yechav Mishas Shabbos is Chayiv Misa? On that, Ravina answers, Afilu Sheni B'Shabbos, the Chiddush of Goy Shabbos Chayiv Misa is if he's Shabbos on a Monday. That's not a random halacha, it's actually answering the Gemara's Kasha. This is how the Yad Ramah learns. There's a tremendous Chiddush coming out from the Yad Ramah. It's coming out that when a goy is Shabbos on Shabbos, which is the standard simple understanding of the Gemara, he's keeping Shabbos, he's not really being over because of the special halacha of Leishbos, rather, he's being over because of Gezel. And this has tremendous ramifications in halacha, because we said the Rambam holds that a goy Shabbos is not chayiv misa b'dei Adam. He's only chayiv b'dei Shemayim. The Lecha Mishnah said the whole pasuk of Yom V'Layah Lo Yishpoisu according to Rambam is just an asmachta. But there's not enough impetus over here to be chayiv misa. But if we're saying that any time Yishovas on Shabbos, he's really doing a form of gezel, so then he would be chayiv misa b'dei Adam. If the entire Chiddush of the Gemara is just on a Monday, so it would come out that you're only having this, you only need the din, the special halacha of Rish Lakish, that Ovid Chavim Shoshav is Chayim Misa, Shnevi Yom V'Layla Yishboisu, that special halacha is only again on a Monday, or Tuesday for that matter, the point is it's not Shabbos and Sunday, then you'll have the halacha that you're not Mechui of Misa B'day Adam. But, according to the Ramah, on Shabbos and Sunday, where the Chiyav is because of Gazel, because of Ovid Zara, you would have a Chiyav Misa B'day Adam. Now, this whole idea, Kipshuta in the Rambam is not correct. In the Rambam is talking about a random case, a standard case. In the standard case, a guy that Shabbos is Chayav Misa is talking about his Shabbos and Shabbos. If he's only talking about Monday, he would have had to say that. So Rambam Kinnira didn't hold like the Girsa of the Ramah. He learns that any time your Shabbos, the entire Chiyav is Lo Yishpais, which according to Lecha Mishnah is just an Asmachta. So he's not Mechal between the cases. All we're saying is that if you have the girsa and the setup of the sugya of the Yad Ramah, then there would be a nafkmina if the Yad Ramah agrees to the Rambam that Yom V'Layah Lo Yishpoisu is just an asmachta. If you say that it's only an asmachta, then we're pointing out that would only come out being an asmachta. They're not mechuyav misa, but they are them on a Monday. But on Shabbos and Sunday, that the chiyav is midin gezel, or midin avayda zara, then you would have a chiyav misa b'dei adam. Now, continuing on with this halacha, that a goy shoshavas is chayiv misa. It's a very interesting lashon in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Tes and Hilchos Malachim, says the following. He says, a goy that keeps Shabbos is chayiv misa. Klolei shel dover, ein menichin oisei l'chadish das, we do not allow him to make up his new halachos, v'lasois mitzvah la'atzman midaitan. And to create a new mitzvah, he has no right to decide and invent new mitzvahs. Either he could jump on the bandwagon and be a full-fledged Ger Tzedek and do all the mitzvahs, or stay as a benayach. We have no problem if a guy remains a guy, but you can't invent mitzvahs. You can't pick and choose. Either you jump on the bandwagon and become a full-fledged Yid, or you could remain a benayach, don't add and don't subtract. So as before in the Rambam, the Yisoida Isser is not so much that he's being Shabbos, rather that he created and he decided on a mitzvah by himself, and he has no right to invent mitzvahs. Hashem gave seven mitzvahs to Bnei Noach. You have no right to add on mitzvahs. There are some nafkaminas in this lamdas. We'll say over two nafkaminas if you understand the Isser because he was Shabbos, or you understand the Isser because he's inventing a new mitzvah called Shabbos. One and a half communities are Rashi and Yavamas. Rashi and Yavamas, Daf Hem Chesam and Beis, says that a Ger Toishav is Oster to Mechal Shabbos. Ger Toishav is someone that was Mechabal Azai Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. He's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Toish asked the obvious Kasha, Toish and Yavamas. On that Rashi, he asked, how could you tell me that a Ger Toishav can't be Mechal Shabbos? Adarabba, he has to be Mechal Shabbos. We have a Gemara in Sanhedrin that a Ben Noach that keeps Shabbos is Chayav Misa. So what's Shon Rashi that a Ger Toishav is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? Taz Yishanim, the Gilyan and Yavamis, he says, we're talking about a Ger Toishav that daitei legayer. Since he plans on being Megayer, if you plan on being Megayer, so then you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. This whole Gemara that says the Ben Noach, the Ben Noach has no right to keep Shabbos, that's all by regular Ben Noach, there's no Das to be Megayer. But if you have Das to be Megayer, you're allowed to keep Shabbos. It's a pella. What's the difference if you die to the guy or not? But according to Rambam, it's very moving. According to the Rambam, the whole issue is to invent a new mitzvah. You know, I'll invent mitzvahs. You know, I'll be bodo das mi liboy to go ahead and invent a new mitzvah. That's if you're a guy. and you're trying to be a goy, and you want to have eight mitzvahs as a goy, on that we have a rule, goyim only have zayin mitzvahs. You're not allowed to go ahead and say and invent, like a Baal Taisiv type of isser, inventing and adding on a new mitzvah for yourself, that you're not allowed to do. But if you're died to the gayer and you're doing it because you're planning on being a yid, you're not doing it to add on a mitzvah now, you're doing it to like practice being a yid, the Taisi Shanim is saying, then you don't have the isser of Gai Shavas. So Rashi still has a chiddush. No one knows where he got it from. So Pelo, how does he know that a Gai Taisi is not allowed to be Mechal Shavas, that he has an isser, but you can't ask Taisi's Kasha that he's not allowed to keep Shavas, because you're talking that since he's died to the guy, he will not have the isser of Menoyach that's keeping Shabbos. Because the whole isser is only when you're creating a new mitzvah as a guy. But if you're doing it all as a form of your diet to the guyer, you would not have the isser of a guy Shabbos. And the second place where you find the Nafkamina based on this lumness of the Rambam that the Yisayda isser of a guy Shabbos is all because he's Badam Eliboy to create a new mitzvah is in the Minchas Chinuch. He asked the famous question, the Velt Shaila, Pashas Drachim already speaks about it. The Mishnah Melech Sefer Chumash. They ask, how did the Avos keep Shabbos? The Avos, we know, the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chavches that Avram Avinu Kaim called Terek Kula. Question is, how did Avram Avinu keep Shabbos? If we have a rule that Ben Noach that keeps Shabbos is Chayav Misa, how are the Avos able to keep Shabbos? So the Mechassinach has a few terutzim. One of his terutzim is that it's only usher if you're creating a new mitzvah that wasn't given by Hashem. You're making up. You're only supposed to do seven mitzvahs, and you're making up an eighth mitzvah. But by the Avos, the Mechas Chinuch says, they weren't making up a mitzvah. They were machmir, that they had a din Safek Yisrael. They weren't sure. It wasn't clear to them if they have a din Yisrael or Ben Noach. So since they were only doing the mitzvah on the tzad to be mekayim, that they have a din Yisrael, so there's no way to say they're over the Isra Ben Noach keeping Shabbos. Because they're doing it because they might be Yisrael, so they're not making up a new mitzvah. Rather, they're keeping the mitzvah that was given to Yisrael. Only if you're trying to create and invent a new mitzvah miyatzmai, then it's us. If you're trying to do Hashem's mitzvah that was given to Yisrael because you think you might be Yisrael, so you don't have the Isser at all. Because like we're saying, the Isser is not the resting per se. It's the fact that you made up a new mitzvah that Hashem doesn't want. But if you're doing it in a way that coincides with what Hashem wants, Hashem, you're doing it because you might be Yisrael and you have to be Shavas, so you're not going to have the Isser Bichlal. The Brisker Rav, in the stencils and Yuma, Daf Chavches and Beis, says over this idea, but he adds on one point. The Mechas Chinuch is saying, it's not considered that you made up, you Mechadish Das Liatzmai, because you're doing it because you might be a Safek Yisrael. The Brisker Rav says more than that. He says the status of the Bnei Yisrael before Mount Tabor was they were Bnei Noach, but they were a chefs of Yisrael. What he means is the dinim that they had were the dinim of Bnei Noach, since the Torah wasn't given, so they have the same dinim as all the Bnei Noach. But what they were Bnei Yisrael. They were Bnei Yisrael without special dinim. All the special dinim, the whole unique status of Bnei Yisrael was only given and only started at Mount Tabor. Before Mount Tabor, they were Yisraelim with the din of a Ben Noach. He says, for example, in the Gemara in Kedushin, when it's dealing with Yerusha by a Goy, the Gemara says, from the fact that Esav had a Yerusha of Harseir, is a Raya that you have Yerusha by a Goy. The Gemara says, no, Esav's not a Raya, Esav is a Yisrael Mummer. So the Brisker Rav says, what do you mean? There's a strong sign in the Rishayim that before Mount Tabor, Yaakov and Esav had a din Ben Noach. Why is the Gemara saying that Esav is Yisrael Mummer? So he's Mechiach, in his other Gemaras, he's Mechiach that they were considered a Yisrael. They were Bechefza Bnei Yisrael. It's a different type of person. But it happens to be that the dinim that were given to this special person called Bnei Yisrael didn't happen till Mount Tabor. Before that, they had the dinim of Ben Noach. But since they're a Chefza of Yisrael, you can't say they were Bada Das Miliban and created and invented a new mitzvah. Rather, since they are the Chefs of Yisrael, they're trying to keep the dinim of Bnei Yisrael that they're going to be given 1,000 years later by Mount Torah. So that's not called Bada Das Miliban if you're trying to keep the dinim that were given to Bnei Yisrael. And Echanami, you didn't have the mitzvah yet because of the dinim right now at that time were like a Ben Noach, but since they were Bechefsa, they were the essence, were Bnei Yisrael, therefore they're keeping it because they're trying to keep the halachas of Bnei Yisrael. When there's going to be special halachas to Bnei Yisrael after Mount Torah, all they're trying to do is
keep the halachas that are going to be given that are to people that are B'nai Yisrael, like we are. So that's not called Mechadash Das Min Libay. Therefore, you're not over the Isser of Goy Shavuos Chayiv Misa. Very similar to the Mechas Chinuch's answer, just the Mechas Chinuch's lashon was that they're not Mechadash Das La'atzmai because they're doing it Mitam Sofik Yisrael, and the Biskarov's lashon is they were doing it because they are Bechefsa Yisrael. So when you go back to this kasha, this world-famous kasha, how did the others keep Shabbos? If we're saying now that a Goyisha Shabbos is Chayiv Misa, how do we stem that with the Gemara that Avraham Avinu and all the others were Mekayim Kol Tari Kula, which includes Shabbos? So we previously mentioned the Teres of Mechas Chinuch, that it's not called a Bodo Miliboy, because they were doing it based on their Din Yisrael. Another Teres of Mechas Chinuch gives is the halacha of Chachi Shir. The halacha is that the malachos of Shabbos all have a shir. All shiurim are based on halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The klal the Rambam writes is that halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is if shiurim was only given for Bnei Yisrael, not for Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach that eat Chachi Kezayis of Eivim and Achai or Chayiv Misa. So too on Shabbos, even a Chachi Shir Bnei Noach would be mechuyavon. So what the Avos did was the following. The Avos were worried they might have a din ben Noach, they might have a din ben Yisrael. They were trying to be mekayim all the mitzvahs as if they were Yisrael, but they had to be machmir that maybe they're ben Noach. So they do a chati shir, they're good on all ifanim. If they're a ben Noach, they are mechal Shabbos. If they're a ben Yisrael, then chati shir is mutam in atayra. It's only asim in the rabbanon. So that much they weren't being machmir on. The Mechas Chinuch adds on that over here you wouldn't even have a Issa de Rabbanon. And he explains because he says even more than that, you might not even have an Issa de Raisa according to the man de Omer, Chatzi Shir is Aser Menatayra. Because the whole Issa of Chatzi Shir Menatayra, and according to one man de Omer, Mid Rabbanon, is all based on the rule of Chasi L'Sarufe. We're afraid you'll be Mistar. If a person, the Moshel, eats a half a Kezias, we're afraid you might come to eat more, and it's Chasi L'Sarufe. It's able to be joined into the full Isser, therefore we don't allow you to do a Chati Shir. However, the Menchus Chinuch writes, that's all when a person's doing a mini Avera, he's doing part of an Avera, he might come to do the whole Avera. But if a person's doing the Avera to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, then you don't have to worry that he's going to make a mistake and end up doing the entire Avera. So over here, that the only reason they're doing this part of the Avera is to be Mechal Shabbos, because that's the Mitzvah they're trying to do. So you don't say the Sfar of Chazal Asrufe. So on the tzad that you're Yisrael, which was the tzad, was the side of the coin that the others were trying to take care of, on that side of the coin, they're in perfect shape. They were never Mechal anything, because all they did was a Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir, that's not Chazal Asrufe, which is the case over here, because you're trying to do the mitzvah, is mutter. So on the tzad Yisrael, you were not Mechal Shabbos. And on the tzad, the chance that you're a Ben Noach, so you were Mechal Shabbos, because even a Chatzi, there's no such thing as Chatzi Shir, because all Shiurim, all Halacha Moshe Sinai were only said for Bnei Yisrael, not for Ben Noach, so you're good on all Eifanim. Another Teretz, a very famous Teretz, the Aruch Lener says it, and he says that the Halacha by Yisrael, we all know, is that the Yoyim is Halach Achra Laila, but by a Goy, a Laila is Halach Achra Yoyim. So they have a very simple Eitzah. They did Malacha Friday afternoon, and they did Malacha on Matzah Shabbos. So there was no 24-hour period in the way they count their 24-hour periods that they kept Shabbos. On the day of Friday, with Friday night, they were Mechal. On the day of Shabbos, which ends on Matzah Shabbos, they were Mechal. So you never have a Kiyam of the 24-hour period that in the world of Goyim is considered Shabbos. You never have a Kiyam of Shabbos. But on the Tzad, on the chance that they were Yisrael, so then the din is that the day starts on Friday night. So between Friday night and Shabbos day, you have a 24-hour period of Shabbos that they were Kayim Shabbos. And the last shot that we could say to answer this kasha of how the Avos kept Shabbos is based on a pshat I've seen from members of the Brisker dynasty. I've seen it b'shem the Brisker Rav, seen it b'shem Reb Chaim, and that is pshat in the davening on Shabbos Shachris. We say Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelka ki eved neman karos aloi klil teferes b'roish and esat aloi ba'omdei lefanech al ha'sinai. So we're talking about
the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu received on Har Sinai, Shabbos was written in the Luchos that we received on Har Sinai. The Velta asks, everyone asks, what do you mean? Shabbos, we learned earlier in the afternoon, Vav, was given in Mara. Shabbos, Dinim, and Kibbutz of Aim were given in Mara. So why are we stressing in the middle of the evening that on Har Sinai was given the Luchos that said in them, Shmira Shabbos? What's significant about the Shabbos, Enechanami, was definitely part of the Aseres Dibros, it was definitely part of the Torah, but why are we stressing Har Sinai if we already had the Torah, already had Shabbos in Mara? So they answer that the significance of Sinai is the next part of the davening. You say, V'chein kosb sarasecha v'sham b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos, lasa Shabbos le'roisam bris oylam, b'ini yuvei b'nei Yisrael oisi li'oylam. The bris that the Shabbos was given only to the Yisrael and not to the goy, that happened on Sinai. What we're saying in davening is, at Sinai was given the luchos that said in the Shmira Shabbos, which has it in a special bris, that it's only b'ini yuvei b'nei Yisrael. Which is before, if you go through the whole davening, the next part of davening is V'loinistati Hashem al kenel goy aratzos. The Hemshech HaTfilah is clearly the point of the Tfilah Shachris on Shabbos is that it's unique. Shabbos is ours and Goyim can't have it. And that's the point of Sinai. If you say like this, it's beautiful. You can't ask how do the others keep Shabbos? Because the entire din that Shabbos is ours and not for B'nai Noach only happened at Sinai. Before Sinai, Shabbos was for everyone equally. So it's perfect that the Ovis were able to keep Shabbos. I saw the Arzurua ask, how is B'nai Yisrael able to keep Shabbos in Mara? We said that Shabbos was given in Mara. They're still B'nai Noach. The Torah wasn't given. They didn't become B'nai Yisrael. So how are they able to keep Shabbos in Mara? According to this, it's beautiful. Shabbos was given in Mara, but this special halacha that Shabbos is ours and not for the goyim, that happened in Sinai. That's what we're saying, Shabbos davening. If that happened in Sinai, so we have no problem how the Ovois and the Bnei Yisrael kept Shabbos in Mara. Now this whole pshat is only going to be able to be said according to the Lecha Mishnah that we mentioned earlier. Because the Pashtus HaGemara sounds like the din of Benoach, Akum, that keeps Shabbos, is Chayav Misa, is based on a pasuk of Yom V'Lai Le'Yishboisu. If it's based on Yom V'Lai Le'Yishboisu, that has nothing to do with Matan Torah. Nothing happened at Matan Torah to make Yom V'Lai Le'Yishboisu. That pasuk was said to the Benoach in Parshas Noach already. So the only way we could say this pshat is based on the Lecha Mishnah, because the Rambam said that a Goisha Shabbos is not Chayav Misa B'Day, Adam is only Chayav Misa B'Day Shemayim. The Lech Mishnah said, what do you mean? You have a Asara. There's a pasuk in Belai Lo Yishbaisu. How can you not be Chayav Misa B'dei Adam? So he said, the Rambam must learn the just an Asmachta. If it's just an Asmachta, so why Taka? Why at the end of the day are they Chayav Misa? So then we can say that was in Schaz at Sinai. At Sinai it was given a bris that this is for the Bnei Yisrael and not for the Bnei Noach. Then we're able to say that you can't ask, how did the Ovis keep Shabbos? Because we'll tell you the reason why the Ovis were able to keep Shabbos, because it wasn't as Chadish yet, this halacha, that Shabbos is unique and special for the Bnei Yisrael and not for the Bnei Noach. That all happened by Sinai. But you only can say the Pshat, you can learn like the Lecha Mishnah, that the Gemara is an Asmachta Ba'alma.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.